Ramsey TV.
I forgot to tell you yesterday to go to my Sunday video that happens in conjunction with Rodney Paris. Takes old cassette videos of mine back from the 90s and early 2000s and puts them to video and text frames. Well, we put out another one on Sunday. It was called Thankfulness. And I took a rare opportunity at a conference in Baldwin, Michigan in 1996 to talk about my life. You could tell how nervous I am doing this on the tape. I was kind of appalled by it. I was like, slow down, kid. You're talking about your life. Relax. But see, it's so not done at concordant conferences. People don't talk about themselves. It comes across to some people as narcissistic. Well, see, this was a breakthrough for me back in the day that when I realized that I could put myself into my work, I could talk about myself freely because I'm living in the new I. I'm living in the new creation. I know that everything I do and everything I have is of God, given to me by God. So I'm not worried about using the personal pronoun. So I was talking about in this audio, in this cassette tape I made, which Rodney put to video, I was talking about all the events of my life. But some of the most important things, this was the cool part of the video, some of the most important things in our lives that define us happened before we were born. Yeah, so I get into that in the video called Thankfulness. I'm going to link to it. Kelly probably put the link down there yesterday. I'll put it down there again today. It's called Thankfulness. You'll find out a little bit about me, talk about some events in my life. All right, now I have to thank Sven and Helga, who comment on this channel of mine here on YouTube, and they made a great comment. And it never occurred to me, and this is so good, and I want to share this with you so that you can be encouraged about the realness. And really, this sounds crazy, but the commonplaceness of the snatching away. Yes, I said the commonplaceness of the snatching away. Maybe that's a bad word. Maybe it's the logical progression of the snatching away. Well, let me continue with this, and I'm going to make the point. And again, they made the comment. I'm just enhancing it here. The snatching away of the body of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 17. It seems so phenomenal, so out of the ordinary, so unusual, so epic that Jesus Christ is going to come down from heaven and he's going to raise the dead in Christ first, all those who have died in the last 2,000 years, including our apostle Paul, raise them, and then we're going to meet them in the air, and then we're all going to be made immortal, changed from mortality to immortality at the same time, and then be snatched away with Christ. It seems incredible. Why? This is kind of related to yesterday's talk. It seems incredible because of the humdrum monotony of everyday life. We look out the window, same old scene. And if you're in the north right now, winter is almost here. Fall is here, the end of fall. It's cold, it's messy, it's yucky. You look out the window, you put on your coffee in the morning, you boil the water, you open your refrigerator, you go through your daily routine, and when you think of the snatching away, it's like, whoa. But because of the perceived contrast between the snatching away and our humdrum life, and boiling the water for your coffee, and opening the refrigerator, reading the newspaper. All right, sounds like a pedestrian act. Reading the newspaper, yeah, so what, Martin? I read the newspaper. Oh. All right, because of how common we've come to see life, we think the snatching away is amazing, stupendous, wow. And because of that, it seems hard to believe. And because of that, some of us on our worst days might just kind of like, is that really going to happen? I mean, I know Paul explains it. It's right there in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 17. But it seems really outside the ordinary. But it's not. The snatching away is not outside of the ordinary. This is the shock of the revelation today. The snatching away is outside the realm of what we're used to. And the things that you consider ordinary today, turning a dial and engaging a heating element where you can put water on top of it and boil the water, or reading a newspaper with your eyes. Eyes. You have eyes, these optical things, these balls of optical wonderment inside the sockets of your skull somehow take in stuff like newspaper print, translate it to the brain. Apparently it goes in upside down, and then the brain right sides it up. And then you understand it. Brain? Did I say brain? You have a brain. It's a blob of gray matter in your skull that somehow sparks and stuff and processes information and stores information. But you're like, my brain's tired. Your what's tired? Your brain. You have a brain? And how is that when you turn on your electric thing over here? Whatever it is. Maybe you have gas. I don't know. I'm sorry. You might have gas. I have electric over here. And the current, there's a certain, the coil thing, the heating element is made of a certain metal that resists the current. And so the current wants to get through it, but the metal says, "Nah, nah, you're not going out here. You're not going through here as fast as you want to. I'm going to resist your ass." So the metal resists the current, and it's such a battle that there's friction. It's like, "I want to get through here." "No, you're not going to get through here." And it creates heat. These are all principles of nature, of science, of physics, and they work so that you can drink your coffee. Open the refrigerator. I mentioned that. The light comes on. How the hell? Open the refrigerator and a light comes on. A light? What's that? Oh, it's another case of resistance. It's another case of excited electrons being resisted by a stubborn metal. In this case, tungsten. Won't let you through as fast as you want to go. Damn it, I want through. I said no. Tension. Friction, heat, light, that's un-freaking-leavable. And it comes through a wire in your house. And this is just a crap that human beings have put together based on a knowledge of the principles of nature given to them by God. Anyway, we take everything for granted in this life. And so the snatching away, now you see where I'm going, I think. The snatching away is no more spectacular, really, than the radiant heat from the sun that keeps us alive, that causes plants to grow from the ground. Plants come up from the ground. There's not one farmer in the world that knows how that happens. They have no idea. All they know is if you put a seed in the ground, you have to water it, you have to put poop on it, and you got to make sure it gets sunlight. That's all they know. They don't know how the thing grows. The plant, I contend to you today that that plant breaking the soil and going up toward the sun is no more spectacular. No less spectacular is what I mean to say. Or maybe I do mean to say no more spectacular. Try them both. See what you think. Then the snatching away. The snatching away, now that I look at it in these terms, thank you, Sven and Helga. It seems normal now. It seems like, well, yeah, if all this other stuff is happening, the thing is, I've just been so used to this other stuff. You and I, you got the same problem. We're both used to these things. We're so accustomed to these miracles, these everyday miracles. But, see, and if the snatching away happened every day, we'd become accustomed to that too. If every day at 10 o'clock, we were snatched up into the third heaven to see Christ and the angels and then came back down, we would, if that happened day after day after day after day, year after year after year, you'd be like, okay, well, I'll get with you at 10 after 10. I got to do the snatching away thing. Well, what snatching away thing? Well, It happens to members of the body of Christ every day. It's been happening to me since I was 13 years old. I'm 83 now. It's just part of my day. It would be commonplace. To God, it's nothing. You see, to God, it's easy. And so this thing is so sure to happen. It's as sure to happen as the sun rising. Rising in the east, setting in the west. It's as sure to happen as plants coming up from the ground.